Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It is your Vibe Tender Vow, and I am so excited to be here spreading nothing but love and positivity throughout the entire building. It is now Friday. Happy Friday, guys. I am excited to be here. I am excited to come to talk to you guys. I'm excited to see how you guys are doing. I have an amazing young lady that is here with me, and we're going to sit back, relax, and we're going to talk to her, okay? So it is now 7. The doors are open. Get your favorite drink. Oh, look, it says Mommy Sippy Cup. So we can only imagine what's in that sippy cup, right? Go ahead and start your watch parties. Sit back, relax, because the show starts now.
And now a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Structure of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's Finest, King of the Oldies. Ali Hackett, the Prince of Lovely, and DJ Rugs. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're going to jump right in with the specifics because I am so excited for what's about to go down on this Friday, right? Because I am. So really quick, you can follow us on the playback. If you guys come in and we are not here, or you're coming in the middle and you want to know exactly what was going on after the show, please be sure to follow the YouTube channel for all of your viewing and listening pleasure. Will be uncut and unmute. That is TKBSBS Productions or Pride. And then also, you guys know that we have the podcast, which is TKBSDS Productions. Now, while you're following that, because it's on all streaming, all major streaming networks, be sure to also follow us on Facebook, which is the No BS Dual Show, but we'll put that up later. Okay, so really quick, have you guys ever started something, right? Have you ever started something and you wanted to, you was very excited about it, right? And you wanted people to help you. You wanted people to support you, right? And then you didn't get as much support, or maybe you got some, but wasn't enough, right? So we all know that in any business that you do, that, you know, a lot of the time your family will not support you, right? So if they cannot support, if they don't support you, you're just like, okay, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do now? Right? So I have this amazing young lady. One moment, guys. I have this amazing young lady who has joined something with me. So I am the creator, originator of the Business Bestie Shower. Right. So what is that, Val? The Business Bestie Shower is a group of women 12 women who come together to support and buy into someone's business. Kind of like a baby shower, right? It's your baby shower where so many people come and they purchase from, they purchase things and, you know, they help you, right? It's certain things that you need, so they help you. So that is pretty much the same like a bestie shower, right? A business bestie shower. One moment, guys, because Stephanie is here. Give me 1 second. So with the business bestie shower, like I said, it's 12 wonderful young ladies, and we try to include some men too, right? So pick the name out of the hat, and as soon as, you know, it's their month, we all buy into their amazing, amazing, amazing business, no matter what it is. So I just want to show you guys something really quick, right? So purple is my favorite color. To those who don't know, there's purple right there draped along the bottom. I always have on something purple, right? So this is a purple ring that I purchased from her. It is absolutely gorgeous. This is a paparazzi ring, and I absolutely love this ring. One, because it's purple, and two, because it's celebrating my sister, right? And then I got this amazing shirt that I am wearing, right? Let me show you guys this shirt really quick. So I love this shirt, right? It says, "We march, y'all mad. We sit down, y'all mad. We speak up, y'all mad. We die, y'all silent." And when I first saw this shirt, when she first had this shirt, way before I even purchased it, I saw it and it was going around. You know, everybody was showing the shirt and was promoting the shirt and was doing that. It is a powerful, powerful message. So I was so excited when I got into the whole business bestie shower and I was able to bless her and get this amazing shirt, right? Because I think that is so, so cute. So we're going to bring Steph on in a second. Right, we're going to bring her on in a second, but I need you guys to understand that this show, this specific show, is going to be for us to definitely find out how the women are strong and standing up and running their businesses and doing what it is that they need to do and just having an amazing time, and how you guys can get some awesome products as well. Maybe you need a t-shirt, maybe you need a cup, maybe you need a hat. I don't know. Maybe you need a ring, or maybe you know somebody. The holidays is here. Heart Day is right around the corner. So we are going to show love and support. Okay. So look, I was getting ready to say amen, y'all. That's yesterday's show. So we're going to go ahead. We are going to bring in Stephanie. Welcome, Stephanie. We're going to open the door. Welcome to the V-Spot.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me.
How are you? Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
This
is truly, truly a great thing that you're doing here. And I'm so happy to be participating in it. It's been...
We've been in business together. So, yes. You know, outside of this, we know each other.
Yes.
But I, from one business person to the next, I know how hard it is to try to get your business out there, right? And as we was talking about before the show even started, TikTok and YouTube and just all of these ways that you can get your business out there. But the best way to get your business out anywhere is word of mouth.
Absolutely.
So word of mouth is powerful. Word of mouth can make or break any business. Mm-hmm. So that was how the business bestie shower came about. And it just so happened as I was shaking, you popped up and you were the first young lady to be able to have us sew into your business. So go ahead and tell the people about yourself. How can we get in contact with you? And then we'll go on from there.
So as Val said, my name is Stephanie. I am a 41-year-old mother of six. Yes, six. I'm about to be a grandma. And I work in the medical field. I do medical coding and billing. I'm a manager at Mainline Rheumatology, which is at Lincoln Hall. And it's funny because I got into this. Well, first off, I started off doing paparazzi. That's actually how I know Val. A girl that she sponsors, I met her at a party, and she wanted to get my card because I did some decorations for my sister-in-law. And she asked me, did I do this for a living? And that was like maybe the fifth time that someone asked me that. I had decorated for a baby shower for my little sister. People were asking me, do I do this? Did I have a card? So that's kind of how I got into owning my own business. I started with the paparazzi thing. And then people were continuously asking me, could I do things for them for a party or, things as such. Crafting is my thing. I like to do it. I enjoy it. It was a hobby of mine. So when people would see my work, they would start asking me, oh, can I pay you to buy that? Can I pay you to make this? Can you make this for me? Can you make that for me? So then my family members, people that are close to me started saying, you know, Steph, you should probably turn this into a business. This is something you probably should start doing. You have so many people inquiring about the things that you do. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I don't know. You know, like when you do something for a hobby, it's different when you start to do it to earn money. And I loved it so much. So I was like, yeah, a lot of people love what they do, but sometimes when you have something that you just love and you love to do and it turns into something else, you can start to hate it. But that is not the case with me. I love doing what I do. And every day I look for different things to do, different ideas, different. It's funny because Val was showing you guys the shirt that I made. And I know people that do shirts. I know people that are strictly into making shirts. Shirts were never my thing, but I can do them, but they just were never my thing. But I had so many people say, oh, Steph, can you make me a shirt? Can you make me matching shirts for a birthday party? Can you? So that's how I got into doing shirts, mugs, cups, party favors, balloons, things like that were my thing. That's what I started out doing originally. I was doing balloons for proms, parties. I was doing garlands, columns. I was doing chip bags, party favors, customizing them. So, and I still do that. I actually have some orders I have to fill tonight. But I started out doing that. But I'm always playing. I'm always dibbing and dabbling in something. I'm always trying to look for ideas or idea come to my head and I'll say, oh, I'm going to make that and I'm going to post it and see what people think about it. Networking, I learned early on, was very, very important. So when I was doing, not when I was, I still do the paparazzi thing, but when I started out just doing the paparazzi, I would do vending events all the time. I always took an opportunity. It got to a point where people were calling me first, like, Steph, I'm having this event. You want to do it? I know you always hop on it. So I was given the opportunity to do these different events and go out and network, meet different people. And, you know, eventually that turned into, I want to get my own website. I want to build my own website. I want to have a website. I want to have somewhere people go, because people were asking me, do you have a website? Do you have somewhere we can go to see your things? You know, it, first, you start off with the social media, of course. You start off with the posting on Facebook, creating a business page, posting on Instagram. But then I realized I needed a source that people could go to actually purchase items without having to inbox me or, you know, call my phone or text me or things like that. So I'm 2 years into this, but I actually, I launched my website in 2020, the beginning of 2020. I launched my website, and my website has been very successful. It's not, you know, it's hard work, because anything you do to be successful is hard work. I put in a lot of time into my business, and I work full time. So, of course, I have sleepless nights some days, but it's great. I love it. I love the feedback that I get. People send other people to me. I actually just started doing these kitchen sets. I just put these kitchen sets in my shop. And how I came to do it was I was trying to think of an idea of a gift to make my girlfriend for Christmas. And she cooks a lot and she bakes a lot. So I said, you know, maybe I can customize some kitchen items for her. And I did. I did it for two people, actually, for gifts. And I posted them. And when I posted them, people were like, oh, can I order one of these? Are you selling these? Can I order this for my mom? So usually that's what I'll do a lot of the time. I've learned that utilizing your social media is very important. I wasn't real big on social media, but I talked to a few people and networking. People are like, you know, you got to utilize it. You have 1,000 friends on social media. And if you're constantly getting in the know and posting your things and they can see, you know, they'll see it and then they see somebody else see it. So then you're getting these friend requests and then you're getting these DMs. And so when I seen Val post the idea for the business besties, it was just another opportunity to network your business. So I was on it. I jumped right on it. I said, oh, this seems like a great idea. And I'm a big... One thing about me, and maybe that's why I feel like I'm so blessed, is because I support everybody. I want us all to win. It's important, especially as women. Everybody that I encounter are very talented women. And they do very good work. They're working their businesses. They are working their social medias. They're, you know, and it's important. So when she came up with this idea, it was like perfect. It was perfect for me because I'm always looking for a way to support someone else. Because I feel like the support is what's important. It's being there for each other, building each other up, you know, cheering each other on. Because sometimes you can get really, you know, mental health, your self-esteem, how you feel about the things you do are important. And it's real. Somebody can feel so crappy about their stuff. We're sometimes our own worst critics. I can make something and I could be like, I don't know about this. But somebody else can completely love it. Like, no, Steph, you're coming down too hard on yourself. That's great. You did a good job. I love it. I'll buy it. So sometimes you just need that. You just need that. You need that support system. You need those people that can be your voice of reason when you're in this business, because sometimes you can just be so hard on yourself when it comes to doing things and criticizing yourself and things like that. But that's why the Business Besties was an awesome idea. Shout out to Val for Business Besties. I love it. I can't see what the next month will bring. Seriously.
So I'm so excited and I'm so happy that you went in depth, because I was going to ask you to like go in depth with this. So I'm so happy that you did that. But I want to say hello, because we have some other business besties that is with us. We have our Myra that's here. We have Ebony Queen Logan that is here. We also have TC Caldwell, our brother from Our Brother, My Brother show that airs each and every Monday, that's doing some amazing things. And then we have my dad that I just made myself part of the family, Gilbert Hall. So thank you guys so much for joining in. And Steph, you are so right, because you know it be that way. We're like, I don't like this. And then it pops up and we're like, oh my God, because so many people are like, boom, boom, boom. Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much. Oh, guys, I'm so glad that we're on Business Besties, because with our commercial break that's going to come up, Wendy has some exciting things to show you guys. But back to what I was saying, I feel the same way. I'll be like, you know, I don't even know. And then it's like, pow, 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 pow. And then you're like, oh, yeah. I love the fact that you have 6 children. I love the fact that you still work. I love the fact that you still work your business. I love the fact that no matter what you said, I'm still going to create. I am crafty, and that's normally what happens. People who are crafty, our mind goes into so much other stuff. Mm-hmm. We can't stay stagnant. And that's why we're all over the place, because we have so much. There's times where I literally get up out of my sleep and either write something down or I have to go create something, because if it's inside, I'm bottled up and I'm like, I gotta get it out.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and pay some bills. But when we come back, I would love for you to show everyone some of your items that are, that's absolutely amazing. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to show you guys my shirt that I just think is so bomb. Okay. And this beautiful shirt is a shirt that I received from the wonderful Styles, a Chic Styles by Steph, which is my business bestie. The shirt is awesome. No, the shirt is not a crop top. I crop everything, y'all. The belly is listen, the belly is always out. I crop everything. So we're going to go ahead and pay some bills. And when we come back, Steph, if you could please just show us some of the items that you have created, and then let the people know still how they can get in contact with you. We'll see you guys in a second. We'll be right back.
Every occasion is a special occasion, so don't forget to book your appointment for your next occasion with Wendy Chestnut, the proud CEO of Simply Beautiful. And we guarantee your event will be merely beautiful. So contact Wendy Chestnut for your next event at 267-473-3087. And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Shropshire of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors, Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, The Princess Lovely, and DJ Rose. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up.
That's fun.
It's the V-Spot.
And we are back. Don't forget, guys, Friday, make sure you get your favorite drink, whatever it may be, and join us inside of the V-Spot. We are back here with Steph. So listen, really quick, while Steph is still gathering her items, make sure you guys reach out to Wendy. That is one of our proud sponsors here on TKBSDS Productions. Get in contact with her. Find out what she has to offer. Love Day is coming up. Anniversaries is coming up. Birthdays is coming up. Just because it's tomorrow is coming up. So make sure you guys get in contact with her. So Steph, show us what you got. Show us what you got. Listen, so you know how when you're like in, and I don't want to say like a bar scene, but sometimes it's like that, right? So I tend to think that the V-Spot is kind of like an internet Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like we're comfortable, we kick back, we relax. So you know how when you're like in that type, you have the person that come down the aisle and they're like, do you want to buy?
Yes.
Or you gonna get your feet, or you getting your feet done, right? Mm-hmm. And they come in and they like, I got socks, 5 foot seven. I kind of feel like we are doing that virtually, so I know that there is somebody that needs something that Steph has to offer. So, Steph, show us what you got.
Absolutely. So, okay, first and foremost, I'm always rocking my jewelry from my shop. These earrings are from my shop. My bracelet is from my shop. My jewelry, I will say this, like, my jewelry is paparazzi, but not all my jewelry is paparazzi. I actually have a sales permit. I have a tax ID, and I'm able to buy anything from any business wholesale. I have my license, so some of my jewelry is not paparazzi on the website, and a lot of it is. Today, I have on paparazzi, can't beat it, earrings, $5.30. Then I have some cups. My mugs are always a hit. People love my mugs. I have this one. She's a very popular one. I get a lot of orders for her. People love her. And even though the image is on the mug, I can also... request that. A lot of people, I do photo mugs, so I put photos on mugs as well. A lot of people, I just did a memorial mug actually for someone for Christmas. Her mother, the girl's mother died. And I did like some doves, and there was a saying on the back of the mug. So it's a lot of my orders come custom made. It's what people want. I give them what they want, what they request. We'll put our thoughts together, or they'll see my idea and want to add to it, which I can do, or I always do. This is another mug that I have. These mugs have, I make a lot of these because they have been a hit. People love these mugs. When I made them, it's funny because when I made these girls, I posted them. I made 4 cups. And I just posted them to see what people thought about them. My social media, my Facebook blew up like you wouldn't believe. People were like, how can I order? I want to order as gifts. I want to, you know, and I do different, you know, I do different kinds. I'm just showing you guys a few. And they, some of them are different. This cup, for instance, I do sublimate her. She's actually done in vinyl on this cup, however. She's done in vinyl and she's sealed. This cup is actually sublimation ink on the cup. So there's no texture. It seems as if her, you know, I bought her like this, but I actually put this image on here. Wine glasses. My wine glasses are a hit. I'm actually working on a glass for someone. This is what the girl ordered. She wanted the stem black because everybody gives me their custom color. So she wanted this glass in all black. And I'm probably going to put her wording in silver shimmer writing. Sometimes people don't give a lot of detail. They'll say, oh, you know, I want to order that. So I had her on my website and the stem was orange. And I had someone say, I want this cup, but I want it to be black and say what they wanted to say. So I usually, you know, I pick the font. I look for something cute and creative. I'll pick the font. I'll paint the stem or glitter down the stem. I'll seal it. And then I'll put what they want on it. I always have cups on deck because I'm always doing cups. My shirts, I usually make them by order. A lot of people, like when Val order her shirt, I have my file that I made. And then what I do is I'll print it out and then I'll make the shirt. Because, you know, people are different sizes, different. I don't like to pre-make shirts because I don't want them to sit and go to waste if somebody don't buy it. So I usually wait till somebody gives me their order, their custom order, and then I will make a shirt. I also do party favors. So I also do favors, like packages for people that's throwing parties. These are some of, they're not filled, of course. These are the what I've done. Potato chips go in here. So they're chip bags. And this particular person, the flowers were her mother's theme. And, you know, I do the rest. The whole bag is my creative vision. People usually tell me what the theme is, what the colors are, and then I work with it. And then I go from there. This particular one, of course, it was a Nerf party. It was his 10th birthday. I do get a lot of orders for these. These are very popular. Not only do I do, this was a baptism. So it's not always for birthday party. Sometimes it's for showers, baptism, as you can see. This is one of my favorite. I did a TikTok. She had a TikTok themed birthday. And not only do I do the chip bags, but I also will do the, sometimes people request fruit snacks, Capri Sun box, juice the juice pouches, so I'll customize those. Rice Krispie treats, so I'll do them, and I'll do them to match. Everything will match the party favor. I also do centerpieces as well. And it's funny because that's what I actually started out doing. Like I said earlier in this conversation, that's how I met my girl Khadija and started doing the paparazzi thing, because I had did some party decorations for somebody that she's friends with that's that I'm related to. I also have done invitations. This was for a spa party. People request invitations, people request stationery. My cards, my particular cards for my business, I make them myself. I make these myself. And I print them out. I'm all for doing all my own stuff. It's rare that you'll see me buy anything. My business cards, my thank you cards. So I also get a request for those things as well. I also make labels. I just had a girl that just started a sweet treats business. She makes puddings and strawberries, things like that. So I made her labels for her business. I'm doing a baby my daughter's having a baby shower, so of course I'm decorating everything. And I did her labels for all her treats and her candy bags and things like that. If you follow me on Instagram at Chic Styles by Steph, or you follow me on Facebook at Chic Styles by Steph, I also have an Instagram with all my craft items, and that Instagram is Chic Customs by Steph. You'll be able to see the things that I make, because sometimes I'll post videos of the process. I also have a TikTok, Chic Styles by Steph. Everything is my business name. I keep it easy. But if you follow me, you are able to see a lot of things that I have done outside of just a few things I'm showing you today.
Which is absolutely, absolutely amazing. So as you are speaking, there's people that is putting out a request for items that they need. So guys, we're going to go ahead. We're going to throw that website up again. Please, 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 by all means, utilize the website. And what I love about the website is that you say Cash App.
Yes. I get that a lot. It's funny you said that. A lot of people say that to me. They said it's so awesome that you have the way you have that option. And I said, yeah, I said, because a lot of people want to pay that way. That's the first thing people ask you. Do you have a Venmo? You have a Cash App? Mm-hmm. So
I thought that was so brilliant.
Listen, I recommend it to anybody that have a website. If you have a website and you're able to add that option, that do it. Because some people, you know, you get people that go on your website and they start an order, but then it's like they stop at the credit card part. Yes. So sometimes it just, sometimes people are uncomfortable. Sometimes people want to use a certain card. So I put the Cash App option there because sometimes people are just more comfortable with sending money that way. They don't want to go through the gateway. Mm-hmm. So if you have a website, I strongly recommend it if you are able to put that as an option on your website, because it works for me. And I do think that it plays a part in the orders that I get.
Yeah, I got to definitely make that a part. And speaking for myself, I definitely have to get in contact with you for my labels, for my lip glosses and my bombs. I need to make sure. And the last time, that was what I was going to order when I first did. But I was like, wait, I can't use that. I mean, I can use that. But I would rather everybody see exactly like the bombness of this whole entire shirt, right? Just like look into the shirt. Like the shirt is awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. We march, y'all mad. We sit down, y'all mad. We speak up, y'all mad. We die, y'all silent. And that was awesome with what was going on with the whole BLM. And about that time was when these shirts became most popular. Mm-hmm. So Guys, I want to just introduce you guys really quick. We're going to take a short break, but I want to introduce you guys to the other shows that run on our platform. We have some amazing shows. We are here each and every day, like every day. Every day we have a show that runs. So really quick, I just want to introduce you guys to the lineup, and then we're going to come right back with Steph and her amazing, amazing items, my business bestie. And I am so excited she is here with us. Thank you guys so much for choosing the V-Spot. And here is our lineup. Are back. So I told you guys we have shows that run and every day here on TKBSDS Productions. And really quick, because we're going to be closing up in about 20 minutes. Yes, 20 minutes. Do a couple of things. Please be sure to like and love the V-Spot, which airs on Facebook so you can see the show. And also our production, which is the Know, K-N-O-W, not N-O, K-N-O-W, BS Dual Show, right here on Facebook. And also be sure to follow the podcast that air, you guys know my podcast, as well as the TKBSDS Productions, and that airs all of our shows. So every show that we have, that is there, and you can hear that. And also follow us Uncut and Unmute on our YouTube channel, TKBSDS Pride. Okay. So Steph, I want to thank you so, so much for coming in. You have absolutely awesome. Your products is absolutely amazing. And again, we have people. Hi, Adrian. How are you, Adrian? Thank you so, so much for coming in. And What Is Instill is an amazing, amazing, amazing singer who, I don't know if you guys saw The Chase. It is on Amazon Prime. One of her songs is on there that is brilliant. So make sure you guys check that out. But she is interested in a Winning Sing Still wine glass. And also the CEO of TKBSDS Productions is also interested in some items as well. So if we can please shoot and put up that website, because I know that there are some others who may be interested as well. And I want to thank you guys so much for putting my business bestie out here and just getting ready to sew into her business. And thank you guys for coming in and joining us. So how long have you been in business? I know how you started.
I've been in business for a little over two years now.
So guys, listen, in a little over 2 years, look at what happened. It started out, it was just really, really cute centerpieces, right? Really cute centerpieces, and it went to paparazzi jewelry, and it went to fancy balloon columns, and you know, chips and juices and pretty cups and wine glasses, stationery to help grow your business. Okay, a BOB. Okay, this is a BOB. This is a beautiful black owned business, a BB. OB. So make sure you guys, please, please, please. I know that we have an amazing time. We conversate back and forth in reference to the business bestie portion of it. And I'm just so happy that I was able to sew into your life and have, you know, all of my friends sew into your life as well. And nothing but massive success. So I'm just excited for that. I'm excited for what's to come. I know you have some things. You said you had to do some things tonight.
Yes.
So we only got about 10 more minutes. Only about 10.
Yeah. It's, listen, this is what I do. I work. Val, you have been a blessing to so many people. You just don't even realize. I know you have been a great blessing to me. I am grateful. I'm so glad that we have met and connected. It's funny because I can remember like the first time I met you, we were doing Empower Me Pink. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I met you. And I was super nervous about it. I didn't know anybody. I said, oh, I'm going to this thing and I don't know what's going to happen. And I was just starting and I still didn't know where I was going. Mm-hmm. So I was super nervous. But it's funny because you see that event 2 years ago has brought us here.
Mm-hmm.
So they say it all the time. Sometimes it's just meant to be. These things don't just happen. They're not a coincidence. But I do want to thank you. I want to thank you from me for all the ladies in business besties, for all the people out there. This is awesome. This is great. I mean, you have to give yourself a true big pat on the back because it was an awesome idea and it is thriving. You're going to see it. You're going to see it continue to just blow up. You're going to see it to continue to get better, and just next thing you know, hopefully we'll have all kinds of women in business besties.
Yes.
People everywhere are like going to participate. But no, truly, words could never express how grateful I am for you and your friendship and your businessship. Because this is awesome. You're great. Seriously.
So much. My whole thing was, I'm like, and I always say it, like, I just want to see us all win. No matter how we do it, no matter how hard it is, I just want to see us all win. And if we can all just come together to help each other, no matter what it is. If your friend is selling socks for $19, buy them socks.
Girl.
For $19. Don't ask for a discount. Don't go to somebody who's selling them for $4.
Yes.
Don't do that.
So let me tell you guys something. My outfit, whole outfit is from my girlfriend who lives next door to me. She has a very successful boutique. And I can honestly say
you gotta put her in contact with me.
I will. 50% of my clothing wardrobe is from her boutique. And mm-hmm. She says that. She says, you know, I never met somebody that's just super supportive like you are. But you got, like you said, you gotta be. You have to be. Listen, we have to support each other.
It's
important.
It's very, very, very important. Now, her stuff is cute, okay?
Listen, I had dressed down day at work today, so no scrubs. And I went to work, and I got so many compliments on my outfit, you wouldn't believe. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, first thing I say is, go on her website. She got Instagram. Go follow her. Listen, her stuff is cute, and it's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you like it? Go get it. People were messaging me like, oh my God, I love that shirt. Where'd you get it from? So I'm
see, word of mouth is so important. And we're so quick to say, oh, I got this shirt from Macy's. It was on sale. Oh, I got these shoes from Target. But we'll never say, I got this shirt from my friend.
Yes.
So I got this shirt from, or we'll never take a picture and be like, my bestie just hooked me up with this shirt.
Right.
You know, like, no, we won't. Well, I will.
Yeah, and I will too. But I know exactly what you mean.
You know, some people won't do that, and they won't go and they will spend, you know, so much money supporting, you know, all of these big names and all of these big people. But we do the same thing. We're your friends.
Yes.
Like, support us. And because that happens so much, and I can tell you that 97% of my sales does not come from family.
Agreed. Agreed.
I have people that inbox me and people that go on my website from places I've never. And they're like, oh my goodness, I want that. Can you do this? Yes. Oh my goodness, I want that. Can you do that? And I'm like, yes, I can do that. Mm-hmm. There was a young lady who reached out to me. I don't even know where she found me from. You know, but she was on my page. I have no clue. Those people are the gems in your mm-hmm. life.
Yes.
Don't worry about your auntie if your auntie not going to support you, or your uncle, or even your sister, because mm-hmm. you have a bestie business group and we support each other.
Yes.
We put it out there. And, you know, I'm so upset. I really wish we can show, and I'm going to ask the producer if we can possibly find it, LaDonda's.
Her TikTok.
That was so,
it was so great.
With your cup.
Yeah,
and that cup is awesome. It was the cup of a mic. And what did it say?
It said, please mute yourself.
Please mute yourself. There was a cup that said, please mute yourself.
So
that,
I got the, and it's funny because I got the idea for the cup. I got the idea because we're in a pandemic and everything's virtual. So my son, he's six and he's in first grade and he's in virtual school. Mm-hmm. And the teachers are always saying, mute your mic. You know, you always hear them telling the kids to mute their mic, mute their mic, mute their mic. So I was like, oh, I'm going to make a cup that says, please mute yourself. Mm-hmm. I was like, because you always hear everybody saying that on these Zooms and so forth. So that's how I came up with the idea. And LaDonda said that. She said, LaDonda said, I do these virtual meetings and mm-hmm. things like that. She said, that's perfect because I could just hold my cup up and say, please mute yourself. But yeah, the cup was a great idea and it just went with what we're going through right now.
Yes. So we are going to try to get that because I just need everybody to say that. Cool. I think that it is so, so cool. So I am going to try to grab that. We're almost done. I know you have to go, but thank you so much for being here. But I just want to show everybody because that's great marketing.
Right
there was great cross marketing because not only did she show what she had, she also showed what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And LaDonda Gaskins is also a business bestie.
Mm-hmm.
So she is definitely one of our business besties that you know, got into the business with us, not the business, but the blessing business with us, and went ahead and started to, my phone is acting up. I'm not going to be able to get it. And did that once she got her items. So really quick, I don't know. I think my producer's going to try to get it, but I'm just going to do a quick commercial break while she is in the background trying to do that. So I will take over for the commercials. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have that. If not, we will do our last call to tell it all. But I really hope we get it so that people can see it because it's so dope. So yeah. Really quick, we're just going to shoot a commercial break and we'll be right back.
And now a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Shropshire of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's Finest King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, the Prince of Lovely, and DJ Rugg. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up. Every occasion is a special occasion, so don't forget to book your appointment for your next occasion. With Wendy Chestnut, the proud CEO of Simply Beautiful, and we guarantee your event will be merely beautiful. So contact Wendy Chestnut for your next event at 267-473-3087.
And we are back, guys. I just want to show my shirt really quick. I think we were having some technical difficulties. I'm unable to get that TikTok But it was so awesome. So big ups to Stephanie. Oh, it looks like she's coming back in. But I don't think that I'm going to be able to grab it, but it's okay. Hey, honey.
Hey.
I don't think I'm going to be able to grab the TikTok. But guys, listen, what I can do is if you are friends of mine or friends of Stephanie's, I'll make sure that we are both tagged and we'll share it on our pages, and then we'll be able to do it that way. But last call, right? Our phone lines are open. If you guys want to chime in to give us a call, the phone lines are definitely open. And here it is.
So, you want to join in on the conversation? Well, now the phone lines are open. Just call 646-876-9923, code number 821-4931-8054. No password needed.
Okay, so I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Look, I keep saying thank you, but I appreciate you so much. And I thank you so much for being here. Adrian, thank you so much. Yes, Adrian, please go back. And please, 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 by all means, watch the replay. This is an amazing, amazing topic. And every month I will have a new business bestie to come on with me. And hopefully and prayerfully at the end of all of this, I'll be able to do something where I'll have all of them together. And then we'll be able to do something that way. So I want to thank you so, so much for coming in. We have something that happens at the end of the show, and it is the last call to tell it all. And just if you have anything to say, because you had so much to say thus far, that was some amazing nuggets for everybody. You came in dropping nuggets. So that was absolutely awesome. Just so for the last call to tell it all, just if you have anything else that you would like to say in reference to starting your business, keeping your business, maintaining your business, or just whatever, please feel free to do so.
I just want to say, again, thank you, Val, for having me. This was an awesome experience. I super appreciate it. And I just want to say, like, to everybody that's listening, seek your talent. If you have a talent, if you have something you want to do, just do it. Just dive in. We lost a lot of people in 2020 due to this pandemic, due to just violence, due to regular illness. It just ended up being a very large amount of people, mainly because of the pandemic. People got sick. I lost people that I know. My kids have lost people we know. You know, my daughter called me last night crying because her coworker just passed away due to pneumonia from COVID-19. Life is short. Life is short. If you got goals, seek them out and meet them. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Don't wait for, I'm waiting for this day or that day, because you know what? You keep doing that, that day may never come. And especially if it's something that you love or you enjoy. I pass that on people all the time. You just never know who will be a blessing to you in regards to customers, in regards to business partners. Just general friends that you may meet along the way that help you or give you advice or books or, you know, anything of that matter. Just do it. Go for it and support your fellow woman or man. Support your people. It's important. We as a people are very powerful people. We don't even realize it. But support. I can't express that enough. I'm not saying that just because I'm in business and I have a business and I'm looking for it. I'm saying that because it's just so important. It's so important to help each other be successful and to just be a blessing to somebody, because you never understand or know unless you are doing it how that makes the person feel. what people put into what they're putting out there. I am grateful for every single customer that I get. And most of my customers, they're around for the long run. I talk to them regularly. They message regularly. They might not necessarily be buying things, but it on to someone else, or they're calling me like someone's going to call you because they need this, that, and the third. Can you help them? You know, so it's important to build relationships. It's important to be there for each other. I just want everybody to be blessed. I want everybody to be successful. I want everybody to do what is in their heart. It's just, I can't stress it enough. I can't. I was one of those people where I was shy and I was a procrastinator and I had these talents and I wasn't doing anything with them. And once I put myself out there, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving this journey. And I look to seeing what the future has in store for me, definitely. I thank you all. I thank you again, Val. You are awesome. You have been great. And I look forward to seeing some of you guys that are on here listening, talking to you, networking with you maybe, or even filling some work for you. So thanks again.
Aw, thank you so much. And mine is quick, simple, and to the point. If you don't have two friends that you can call once when you need help or to support your business, then you need new friends. And a lot of us do not have those friends, which is why the business bestie shower was created. So, yes. So I am happy. I'm excited. Guys, thank you so much for joining. And thank you so much to everybody who is watching inside of the V-Spot. Adrian says, thank you for your inspirational words. Thank you, Adrian, so much for coming in. We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, guys, yes, the V-Spot is now closing. We want to thank you guys so much for coming in, sharing your hour with us. We hope that, you know, her going up and down the aisle, asking you did you want some things, sparked some interest, and that you would get in contact with her for her amazing, amazing, amazing items that she has. So make sure you guys are following. Make sure you guys are going to her page, which is Chic Style by Steph. Chic Style by Steph. And this is how you guys can get in contact with her. So as always, it has been a pleasure, a pleasure, a pleasure to serve you all. Make sure you come back, okay? TKBS BS Productions airs tomorrow at 8 p.m. And that show is The Know, K-N-O-W, BS Dual Show. We love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Have a great night. Stephanie, it has been a pleasure to be here with you, beloved. Thank you so much. Go make that money, girl.
Yes,
have
girl. A good night. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the V-Spot. Yes, baby. The V-Spot.
From our family to yours, be blessed, mask up, and please continue to practice social distancing. Have a good night.